Truth Exposed, East Palestine, Train Derailment, with the great Jack Hart, right here, right now, on
VT Radio. Let's go. With host Johnny Punish.
Okay, we're on VT Radio with the great Jack Hart, all the way from Middle America, somewhere hiding out. I'm not sure exactly where, but he's lighting up a cigarette. Jack, how you doing today?
Yeah, I should have went into gangster. I see them guys are making a lot of money, and every one of them is a rat. You know, I could be in the Federal Witness Protection Program, and this is where they put me. I came here voluntarily. I've been doing for the past 2 weeks. I've been looking at this East Palestine thing very closely, Palestine, they like to say. And, you know, we had all kinds of speculation and stuff. Most recently, yes, when I published on Veterans Today, somebody, Daryl, had clued me in that there was an article written a week ago by Yoshi Shimatsu on Jeff Renz. And he's saying that the contents of that train came from a nuclear facility right across from the Mississippi River from St. Louis. It's in Illinois. And it was he's claiming it was not vinyl chloride, that it was something called vinyl lidine chloride, which is an extra chloride molecule. It's used as the precursor to phosgene gas. I'm not really satisfied with that because he's saying that that train was on its way to Aberdeen, and that somehow, you know, maybe actually other people from the intelligence agencies actually are responsible for the derailing. And I see Shrimpton said that he'd like to know how that ball bearing that supposedly caused this whole derailment actually happened. And they're not saying nothing about it either. I mean, Yoshi's article, it's very good speculation, but as my writing partner says, are you trying to tell me that they could, because what Yoshi is saying is that was going to Aberdeen, then it was going to Poland. And they were going to use it on Poland. And that's why Biden was scheduled to be in Poland a couple of weeks after that train derailed on President's Day. And they were going to use it as a false flag. Now, it's all, you know, why is Biden in Poland on President's Day? And then he was in the Ukraine with Zelensky. That's all very convincing. But as SRH says, are you trying to tell me they don't have no phosgene gas in Europe or Poland? Well, why did they have to ship it from this facility that Yoshi's claiming it comes from in Illinois? I'm not totally convinced with that. As a matter of fact, I think we should really be blaming this where the blame should be going squarely on BlackRock and Vanguard and on Wall Street, okay? Because we have something called it's something they're using to maximize profits on these trains. Okay, precision engineered or precision railroading, PSR. Now this PSR is. What happened is last year the railroad they started doubling the size of these trains. Okay, they went from already two long trains of 80 to 90 trains to 150. This one that crashed in East Palestine was 151 trains long. Okay, and then they're getting rid of all the railroad workers that work on these things. There's no manual, like, they used to have cabooses on the ends of these things. And they could see, when they hit a curve on a long train, the guys in the caboose looked at the train. They could inspect the train visually. And then the guy in the locomotive, if it's a right turn, they can check the train for any kind of sparks, stuff like that, flying out of wheels. They eliminated the caboose. And now they're going strictly on these sensors they got on the tracks. And those are fallible. They got rid of all the railroad workers. Okay, so now you got these skeleton crew trains, and the railroad workers wanted to go on strike last year. In December, they were supposed to strike at the end of 2022. Congress and Biden, I think it was his first veto, actually. They broke the strike, and they told them under penalty of law that they could not strike because there are laws against the railroad going on strike in December. So they made them a contract, the Congress and Biden, and what I guess he appointed some kind of special, to make this contract, and that's the contract they had to adhere to. 2 months later, we have this. We have 470 such chemical spill disasters since 2020. It's not only with the railroads. And last year, there was 1,000 train derailments due to this PSR. But the country is going to shit hell in a handbasket. We've had 470 of these chemical leaks since 2020. Okay, the environmental, the EPA has been hamstrung. I know the Trump tards don't want to hear that, but it really started with the Trump administration.
A lot of people are saying that. They actually said that on Fox, Fox News. Said that.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting comments from guys from VT readers. Oh no, it wasn't Trump's fault. The railroad workers are blaming Trump. So why don't you go tell them that? Okay. Right. Everybody says, oh, well, everything was so much better when Trump was the president. Hey, if you're in the cold weather and you're really cold and you set the house on fire to stay warm, it works, right? And that's basically what he did. I mean, he neutered the EPA. That's those are things that are there to protect us. Like I said, we've had 470 of these dangerous chemical spills since then. Since 2020, this is our environment, man. I understand. I agree. The green movement is a crock of crap. But
yes, too extreme.
Right, but don't mix up the environmental movement with it.
Well, people forgot. But do you remember back in the 70s, all our rivers were polluted? Do you remember that?
There you go.
Everybody, all the corporations were dumping all their chemicals in the
damn
rivers.
And they're doing it again, Johnny. They're doing it again. Yeah, they're doing it again.
So the idea of no regulation, anarchy in the UK, so to speak, is ridiculous. That's not realistic, okay? But extreme regulation is also not realistic. We need a balance of regulation, an intelligent balance, that good regulation that works, not crazy regulation just on top of regulation, but stuff like cleaning the environment, that's critical to all of us. I mean, that's not a debate. These people they forgot we had completely polluted waters back in the 70s. It was disgusting. It was gross, and you can speak to that.
Well, I lived in New York City, man.
There you go.
All you could catch is a boot or a raincoat if you went fishing. Now you can go catch 40-pound stripers off a bridge in the city in the Hudson River. You can actually swim in the water and stuff. They cleaned up the whole country, but then we went to this, like I said, this guy burned the house down to look good and keep everybody warm, but now we have no house. We have to rebuild this. The environmental the EPA's got to be that should be our most sacred cow. I don't feel like drinking toxic wastewater.
No,
If this stuff is and this guy Yoshi does a good job of tracing these chemicals that these trains were carrying. It's 5 trains. Mm-hmm. And he says that they're coming. They were using them to clean fuel rods, and it's not vinyl chloride. It's vinyl dene chloride, which means there's an extra molecule in the chloride, and it's highly toxic. And it's been used to clean uranium spent fuel rods. So, yeah, they might actually change the manifest to hide that. And it might have been on its way to Aberdeen for the disposal. I doubt they were going to use it as a false flag. Like Rage said, I mean, we have plenty of chemical weapons in Europe. Why would we need to pull
Do you see like any evidence of a false flag anywhere?
Well, they made a movie. That's another thing. I mean, people that are looking at the alternative media has just gotten it's gotten so out of hand. We have a bunch of narcissists, and I can name them, but I won't do that. They just want to get their name in the news. Like in the days when we all worked together on Veterans Today, we were the top internet purveyor of news. And nobody was there because right. they wanted to get their face on a camera or their name in an article. No. Well, a lot of us came from like backgrounds where we were in the middle of this shit. We were more or less whistleblowers, and that's why we were all writing. Right. You know, I never wanted my face even on this camera.
Me neither.
Yeah.
For 18 years, no one knows who I was.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. be Stu Peters. I'm a star, you know. I'm a movie star. The guy was, but the stuff they say is ridiculous. And what happened with this movie they made? It's called White Noise, all right? White Noise was a movie. White Noise means the voices of the dead because it's taken from an electronic phenomena with tape recordings that they were doing in cemeteries. A lot of it was being done in the 90s and the early 2000s. And a movie was made about it, the first movie, White Noise, and that was about the voices of the dead, okay? So now this... supposedly a book was written in 1984, and that is the movie that Netflix did on this book, this 1984 book. It was the winner of the Best Fiction Award in 1984, also the name White Noise. Now, they did this movie last year. I think it was released in November or September, they're going around the internet saying, "Oh, it was filmed in East Palestine." It was not filmed in East Palestine. A couple of people in East Palestine appeared in it as extras. It was filmed all over Ohio. They're saying, "Oh, it was about a train derailment that caused a massive toxic cloud." There is a train derailment in it that causes a massive toxic cloud, but that's not it's what the story revolves around. But the story is about white noise. The story is about the voices of the dead. I mean, the movie is two hours and 10 minutes long. The train derailment's like a half hour of the movie. So the movie wasn't even about that. So they're making it appear like, they planned this. That very well could be coincidence, or very well could be an act of God. I believe in God, okay? Right. I believe in the dead. Maybe it really was the voices of the dead trying to speak to us. But I don't think this was deliberate.
You know, VT has always prided itself on seeking truth, wherever truth is. We're not really interested in nonsense, right? So,
right.
You know, if you got evidence, bring it. If you don't, you don't. And that's all to it. I mean, if you got evidence, let's bring it. Let's look at it. Let's discuss it. Let's figure it out. But if there is no evidence of this, then let's not play games with fake conspiracy theories. That's for the other weaker sites that play that game. I don't really want to play that game on VT. I want to play the evidence game. You know,
that's why I started writing for Veterans Today, and I prefer to publish on there.
Right.
I mean. Basically, VT got hounded out of existence by the FBI and the you're not allowed on Facebook. No. Twitter's got a warning on everything you put up there.
Yep.
And meanwhile, you know, people forgot that 10 years ago we were the number one news site. Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge was an economics paper. They filled the gap. They filled the gap that was made when VT was taken out of the picture. I really wish you luck on getting it back. It belongs on Facebook. It belongs in Twitter. It belongs at the top, front and center at the top, simply for what you just said. We're not looking to make conspiracy theories on Veterans Today. We're trying to report. You know, there's enough conspiracies going on that we don't need to conjure them up and make a movie like White Noise.
We don't even make money. I mean... these other places are looking to make money off this nonsense, I think. That's part of it, I guess.
Johnny, I believe they're being subsidized. I think they're deliberately disinformation sites and distractions. You know, you think, oh, how about the vaccine? Million people dead. That movie that the guy made. You know, that guy was a bounty hunter, and then he was a hip hop star, Stu Peters, and now he's a born again Christian, and this million people dead. Hey, look. I know what's in that vaccine. I wrote about it in 2015, 2016 with those painted blue pieces. Okay? Yes, there's transhuman. There's something trans. The idea was to create a transhuman control mechanism and those who get injected. But no, but the people are not dying all over the place. I know a lot of vaccines. I don't know anybody that died. You know, they show pictures of Orientals dropping dead in the middle of the street. Well, show me some pictures of Europeans or Americans. Where did you take that? What context did you take that video from?
Right.
People are not like, they don't think critically, and they buy anything now. At this
scary.
Point, you know,
it's scary, actually.
It is. It is. Yeah. We're living. I call them agglutinations, you know, because
right. The
human body is 39 trillion bacteria cells and 30 trillion human cells, most of those being in the bloodstream.
Right.
But, these are the they're bacteria. An agglutination is a clump of bacteria.
Right.
So that's what they call them, agglutinations. They're basically biological robots. You tell them anything, they'll believe it. And that's what the mainstream news functions on, you know. It's like
right. They
get their programming from it when they turn it on. But now we got the same problem with the alternative media, too. I mean, serious sites like Veterans Today have been buried by these high profile. You go on BitChute. BitChute's pop ups, you know, always little pop ups for Stu Peters coming up. The guy is being relentlessly pushed all over the media, along with his merry entourage. I call it that Karen Kingston, that Maria Z. There's a bunch of them, and they're alarmists, man. And they're detracting from the actual. What is the actual? You know, you'll kill me before you get that vaccine in me. And it's not because I'm afraid it's going to give me a heart attack or something.
Right.
Because I know there's this nefarious things in that. And I know that the American Association of Universities has been working on it since at least 2010 to get an injectable neural network into somebody, which is why Dr. Lieber was arrested in January, Dr. Charles Lieber, in the beginning of January. But that's got nothing to do with it's killing people. It's not
right. Killing
people left and right. And that's a distraction when you start saying that. And then the normies, as we call them, are saying, look at these crazy fucks. They believe everybody's dying. I'm fine. If anything, I have friends that are athletes and stuff that said the people who are taking that vaccine seem to be getting stronger. It's something like that movie Venom. Maybe creating super soldiers with it. I don't know. But nobody, you know. I'm not going to say nobody's dying because with chemistry like that, you're bound to have injuries, but there ain't people.
Now, I want to segue now, talk about the, because we talked about media, I want to talk about the Fox News versus the Dominion issue. But before I do that, are you working right now on any stuff concerning the East Palestine issue right now that's coming up?
I think this is going to be the last thing I do on it. The data is going to take years and years to accrue. The environmental agencies, EPA, doesn't seem to really want to sink their teeth in it, I think, because I really do think they did manifest, change this train manifest. And because of phosgene, they say they found phosgene gas in the air. Now, vinyl chloride, I did the studies and stuff, and my partner Phil Hunter, he's an expert on dioxins and stuff. He worked for the military, you know, getting people their VA benefits for that
right. For
8 years. But if dioxin was found there, vinyl chloride being blown up and being burned like that is only going to cause, if anything, trace elements of phosgene. So if they found phosgene, it's probably was vinylidene chloride. And that's going to create dioxins. And dioxins are going to create years and years and years of heartache for everybody living by the in the Ohio River Valley watershed.
Absolutely horrible and terrible.
we know what dioxins are. You know, this is a VT is a military publication.
Right.
Vietnam was, you know, you could say, right. Oh, well, the Vietnamese are still there. Yeah, they're still there. They got the highest cancer rates in the world, the highest birth defect rates in the world. I mean, Vietnam was ravaged by that stuff. And if that's been released into our atmosphere, they may want to keep it quiet.
What did the colonel say? Nothing like napalm in the morning or something? Like napalm?
yeah.
Nothing like the smell of dioxin in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do? All right, let's talk about the media now. We got Fox News versus Dominion. It's not being reported on Fox News. Fox News actually went on the air, one of their anchors, and said he's not allowed to talk about it. He wants to talk about it because he believes it's a big news story, but he is not permitted to discuss it on Fox News. Obviously, it's because they're in court. And they don't want to talk about it. And that's probably at the advice of their lawyers, I suppose.
Well, not only are they in court, but they're probably losing if they don't want to talk about it, you know?
That's true.
Because according to what I read about these voting machines and from the government site, they've never been proven to have been hacked in any way whatsoever. So, you know, and Fox was making those claims. I mean, Fox makes a lot of outrageous claims. I understand. Everybody likes Tucker Carlson. He's like... he's like the old American boy, and
he's getting $46 million a year, right, or $33 million a year, or something like that, to get paid.
Jesus, filthy wretch.
Can you imagine that, huh?
He's filthy rich, and John Kaminsky says he's good friends with Hunter Biden. So, how do you explain that if he's supposedly one of us?
It's called cash, my friend, making money for just selling bullshit.
I say, you know, like, yeah, Tucker Carlson will report some real thing. Like, we're getting food processing. It was been like 96 spies and food processing plants. Right. He was the first one to break that story, but that's an obvious thing. It's going to be broken. He's got to maintain his credibility. So he'll report real news once in a while, but they keep him around to sell the big lie. And right. That's what he does. I mean, I've heard him say some outrageous things, like,
right.
Oh, he's talking about price control. You can't fix prices, he's saying. When has that ever worked? Oh, you ignorant hillbillies listening to him. That's how National Socialism dragged Germany out of the gutter of Europe in 10 years. You gotta fix the prices. You can't let these guys gouge the
price. That's the truth, by the way. You're speaking truth, Jack.
Well, he's relying on the ignorance of his audience, he will just tell a whopper, and they sit there, and because they're being fed, you know, authentic news, and then he gets to his whopper, and he tells it, and it goes right in their heads, and they believe this stuff,
and they're gone. Yeah, they're just gone. Yeah. They're gone with it. You know,
the country's gone with it because you know, like I began this with, we cannot confuse environmentalism with the green movement, and that's one of the things Fox is great at doing, right. Stuff like that, like you know, turning the rural American against the urban American, right. Turning black against white. You got the curious case of Joy Reid. Joy Reid has no listeners. Okay, she's got like a couple million people that tune into her. Nobody listens
maybe
to
that.
Her.
Maybe not even that.
Maybe that. Nobody listens to her. But Tucker Carlson continually plays clips of her to his 60 million strong audience. So now you're creating all kinds of, white people think black people are out to get them. They think this woman's speaking for all black people. It's created all kinds of dissension in this country. And, you know, sure, CNN is bad, but... I think Fox is even worse because
you know Rupert went on. Rupert actually testified to the grand jury and said straight up, "Yeah, they're lying, and I didn't do anything about it. I should have, but I didn't." He just straight up testified, and now they're saying what he's saying is that I might be the leader of Fox, but the lady, the CEO of Fox News, is really responsible for this bullshit. So I think he's trying to throw her ass under the bus, and we're going to find out very soon if that's true. Because he said everybody who does shit like that should be fired. Well, why don't you fire them, Rupert? You're the goddamn boss, dude. What kind of this bullshit is that, dude? That's his best defense? Oh, my God. I mean, and the thing is the jury going to buy that bullshit? And I don't think they will, dude. I think they'll hold him responsible.
Well, never mind fired. I mean, the FCC should be revoking your license if you're part of the legacy media and you're sitting there telling bold-faced lies and you're doing it deliberately. You lose your license. You don't.
Yeah, they got Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, They're all saying they thought the big lie was bullshit. They're emailing each other and they're going on air and talking bullshit, saying the lie. It's incredibly. I mean, it's incredible. You know, I want to listen to you because I know you're not being paid off. I know that's for sure, right? So these guys are getting paid $40 million a year and they go say bullshit just to get paid. It's incredible bullshit. It's so frustrating, man.
Americans should think about that. A man's getting paid $40 million a year, and he's grown accustomed to that kind of lifestyle and stuff.
Right. He's going to drop it.
He'll do anything to keep that lifestyle. He's not only telling you a lie. He'll kill his own mother to keep that money. You know? Look at motive, man. You know,
like, it's incredible.
At VT, a lot of us have no motives at all anymore. I mean...
True. We've been banned by everybody. Advertiser's banned us.
Exactly.
I get this all the time. Oh, you want to put advertising on site? Sorry, we can't do it. We don't want nothing to do with you guys. Like, okay, sounds good. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay, so where do you think this is going with this lawsuit? It's going to go to trial in April. It's going to be all over the news, all over the world, except on Fox News. The Fox News viewers are not hearing this, so they don't know anything about it. If that's all they're watching, they don't know anything about it.
And that's – Fox has got the biggest audience out of any of the MSM. I mean, Carlson's I read 60 million viewers. I mean, that's a huge percentage of Americans.
The problem is France 24 is covering it. The BBC is covering it. The whole world's covering it. This is a big media story. This is going to affect media. You know, we had the Clinton administration deregulate during the 90s, and it caused this situation because – in the old days, you remember the old days where the companies had to be American-owned. It had to be fit a certain way. It wasn't just a free-for-all, say what the hell you want, anytime you want, owned by anybody. The Super Murdoch, Australian guy, comes in America, buys himself a U.S. passport, puts up Fox News, and next thing you know, in the year 2000, it explodes into this nonsense. I haven't watched Fox News since the year 2002. I was so pissed off back then. That was bullshit back then.
He got run out of England by the royal family, didn't he, for bugging people's, tapping people's phones?
He's a real character from a movie. He's the real. Yeah. He's the real deal, dude.
Well, England's not stupid like Americans are. They know what he is.
That character from the James Bond movie, Tomorrow Never Dies. That's him. You know, you remember that movie?
Yeah.
That's him. That's exactly him. It must have been modeled after him. But that's him.
Well, didn't his own son walked away from him, didn't he? He didn't want to have anything to do with the Fox legacy. He got out of the whole business.
It's incredible the power he has. It's scary because we have he's really divided America unnecessarily. And I have friends that hate me now that are good friends. These are good people. They're nice people, okay? They don't know better. They work at jobs. They're janitors. They're plumbers. They're whatever. How do you think they're supposed to find all the truth out if they work in 8, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day? They come home, they put Fox News on for a half hour. That's all they get. And these assholes are lying to them, telling them a bunch of bullshit, and it's dividing America unnecessarily, damn it. And it's pissing me off. It's not good for America. I'm pro-American. I'm not pro anything else. Damn it. Right. I know you are too, and we care about the country. Disagree on policy. That's fair. We totally get that. Okay. You know, you don't like the LGBT thing or you don't like this. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Let's debate that. Let's discuss that. Let's vote on that. But this stuff, debating lies, is bullshit, man. It's absolutely crap. It's not what we stand for at VT. I'll tell you right now.
Well, I'll tell you, we can't absolve CNN.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
they went to that too. You know, they started that. You know, who's good. You know who I like? Believe it or not, watch CBS News. I have yet to hear an opinion from them. They do interviews. They may not be perfect.
I never watched them. Yeah.
Watch CBS News, Norm O'Donnell. They must have been told, don't give your opinion, because they present the news and that's it. It's like the old days of Walter Cronkite. Remember that? Here's the news.
Well,
there
that's the way it should be. I mean, legacy media. If people want opinions, they go to the editorial section of their local newspaper and they'll get opinions.
And that's fair. Labeled editorial. It says editorial.
Everything on Fox is an editorial. It's an opinion.
Right. It doesn't say news. You know, let me tell you something, Jack. Misrepresentation actually is against the law. And when you misrepresent, let me tell you something, what I know about the law. When you misrepresent your product, let's say, for example, here's my smartphone, right? And I tell you it's a toilet, okay? And I sell it to you, okay? And you buy the toilet and find out it's a goddamn smartphone. Well, I've misrepresented. And guess what? When you pay me that $5 and I put it in the bank, according to the law, I'm money laundering. So technically speaking, every dollar they collect from advertising when they're misrepresenting themselves as news is money laundering. So on Fox News. They need to go to jail forever, all those guys.
Tucker just may have all his assets seized at the end of this trial.
But that's another story. I mean, if it was you and me, they take our house, our car, our firstborn, and our fish. But these guys are all getting away with it, man. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody.
That's part of the problem. Nobody's prosecuted and nobody goes to jail ever for this.
That's corruption at the max, my friend.
And
that's an embarrassment.
Like I said, if CNN had maintained a center, was the only show I used to watch. I mean, if they stayed center and remained objective, Fox would have never got all this power. Yeah, it's almost like deliberate. I mean, why did you let them seize control of the media? You know, why didn't you just keep doing what you were doing? You had the throne. Why did you? It's almost like they gave them the mic. You know,
And MSNBC, I think they're a reaction. You remember how they started? It was MS stands for Microsoft. Remember that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, MS is Microsoft. That's what it was when it first started. It was a partnership between Microsoft and NBC. Back in the day, this is a long time ago, Microsoft got out of it, so they're not part of it anymore. But that's how it started, and then it became a reaction to Fox News, and so now they're the Democratic Party news, where Fox News is the Republican Party news. So if anybody's out there listening, we need to file a class action lawsuit against all of them, and it should be called Fox GOP News. That would be fair because it's news of the Republican Party. That's fair. Or take the word news out of it and stop misrepresenting yourself and call it Fox Editorial or Fox Opinion Show or Fox Show or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, if we can't put on labels a glass of milk and say it's orange juice, you can't do that. You know, come on, man. Let's sue them for that shit. Straighten their ass out, you know.
Like you said, the Clinton administration, it was my understanding that Reagan loosened a lot of the FCC. As soon as you allow the multinational corporations to start buying up like Viacom it consolidated into a bunch of different news. Okay. News always lied. It was never really objective, but if you got a bunch of different opinions, you can sort it out and work out some kind of truth for yourself if you're a discerning individual.
Fair enough.
But now we got, it's a party line. And then you got the left and the right. And it's a false paradigm, too, because I told you, I think they're in it together. I really do. And what happens now? It's like I said, we've had 470 toxic chemical spills in this country since 2020. This is what these assholes should be reporting on. Why isn't Tucker wearing waders and wading around in the toxic waste dumps of East Palestine? Why is he not doing that? Because you know what? Walter Cronkite would have been doing that. The old style newsmen, they went to Vietnam to report on
them.
Did these people ever move out of the newsroom? Picture Laura Ingraham without a makeup artist standing behind her. Well, come on, man.
The entertainers. They call themselves entertainers.
They're not reporting. And how much damage is done to this country and the divisiveness?
Huge. Absolutely huge.
Between blacks and whites, between rural and urban.
Unconscionable. Unconscionable.
I mean, I remember, I'm 63, I remember when we all got along. I mean, not totally, but, blacks and whites hung out together.
We worked through it, man.
Yeah, well, we'd have fights and, but it was never like it is now. This is like hatred. We have to gain control of our media. We can't run a democracy. How can you have a democracy with an uninformed populace, That's really ruled by the rabble. I mean, that's what communism calls democracy, and that's what the Nazis called it too. And what we got now is ruled by the rabble because these people are about as uninformed as you can get.
It's incredible.
I mean, I'm all for, like, taking the right to vote away from them. I mean, you pass some kind of aptitude test as far as what the
issues are. Well, at least for the politicians, they should have some damn rules. You know, you can't have idiots as politicians. That's the first rule, you know?
I think that's all we got in Congress now.
You know, you got to be qualified to speak about the issues. You can't be a moron, you know? If you're going to talk about health care, you should know something about it, you know?
And none of them know any – none of them know their subjects. If you watch them talking, you know, the congressman –
it's embarrassing.
It's CNN – what's that? That C-SPAN? I mean, you know, you got guys on there like the guy from Texas, Cruz. Guy's an actor. I mean, you know –
He's a clown. Oh my
he doesn't believe a word he's saying. You can see he's acting.
Yeah, he's a liar. Cotton,
the other guy, Cotton.
Phony baloney.
Ocasio Cortez. She don't believe a word she's saying either. You know, these people are actors. But if we have,
there's good money in it. I guess you can become a millionaire doing it. I guess that must be the game. I don't know.
How do they all walk into these jobs? These jobs pay, you know, they pay a 6-figure salary to Congress and Senate, but they don't pay that much. I mean, it's not like being an executive or on a board on a corporation. They go into office for 4 years. Not one of them leaves not a millionaire. They all leave multimillionaires.
That's the business.
There's something wrong with this picture. This was never meant to be this way. I mean, if you're going to lead, you should be a reluctant leader. Who I think should be the president of this country? I think Robert Kennedy should be the president of this country. And his greatest qualification is he doesn't want to be in politics, you know?
Right.
That's a guy I really admire, and the legacy of his uncle and his father getting murdered. I mean, who has better credentials than him? So you don't want to run. So I don't want to do a lot. You don't want to do this. Sorry, Robert. We all
sometimes you got to be the chief of the tribe because your number has come up and you've been called to serve.
Step up.
The old days were serve your country, civic duty, be responsible, be a good person, help your community. You know, these are the reasons, but it's become a job and a career. What we need reform in media, but we really need reform in all of politics across the board. You know, I'm standing here in Mérida, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula, in the jungle right now. That's my face is all red and tan.
And I'm going to follow you.
Okay, so here's the thing. In Mexico, the president serves one term, 6 years, that's it. He can't be reelected.
The day
he takes office, there's no more campaigning. He doesn't go fundraise because he can't be elected again. That's it. Think about that. Now this started in the year 2000 when Mexico became a democracy. Before that, it was a dictatorship. And now it's a democracy. I think that's a great idea. Why don't we have the president of the United States serve 6 years, one term, that's it. He gets in the office, no more fundraising, no more campaigning. Go do your fucking job, dude. You know what I'm saying? How's that?
That was Gordon Duff's thing with the Citizens United campaign and the decision to allow them to accept corporate funding. I mean,
hidden corporate funding, hidden.
And what do we got now?
Nobody knows. Maybe China's paying for these guys. I don't know. Who the hell knows who's paying for it?
That's right. I wish China was paying for them. They complain. Everybody goes, China's buying up all our farmland. I'm like, good, better them than Bill Gates. You know, I don't see them trying to make people eat bugs and inject them the reform needs to start with our media and the misconceptions.
Congress, too. How about one term for senator, 6 years? One term. That's it. Do your service. Get the hell out.
Those are the things our media should be discussing.
What is it, 40 years, Senator Ford, these guys, you know, they're 95 years old. They're sitting there croaking on the goddamn steps of the Congress.
Really? Some of them are basically incoherent. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's incoherent.
She's done. She's done. You know, all those guys, you know. So I think it's more than just media reform. It's political reform, Congress. It's the Senate.
But we're not going to get that. Unless
we get shit. We get nothing.
Unless we reform the media first.
We get canceled. VT gets canceled. That's what we get.
There you go. There you go.
What are you going to do?
Well, the American people better do something fast because right now they're living in a toxic waste dump.
No kidding.
And this stuff, when they all start getting cancer in 10 or 20 years, they'll be wondering why. Something's got to be done.
We'll leave it on that note, Jack. Thanks for being on BT Radio today. Tell our viewers and listeners how they can reach you, where you're posting your stuff, what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Esoteric Evolution Substack. Jack Hart Esoteric Evolution Substack. And you could go buy my book, Those Who Arouse Leviathan, which Amazon has prevented the sales, A Thousand Ways to Sunday. Right. It's still sold on over 500 books, but they've done everything they could to
you got canceled, that's all.
Yeah, well, I was canceled originally, you know.
So you're the original canceled guy.
Yeah, yeah. I got canceled with Veterans Today. That's right, when I got canceled.
Your association, you know.
Our whole staff got canceled, basically. I think you're the last man standing over there, right?
That's because I was hiding behind the scenes, man, but now they canceled me. You know they're going to be canceling me. Anyway, all right, so also for listeners and viewers, become a member of VT, Patreon, help us out here a little bit. Anything you can do to help is a big thing. Obviously, we don't have advertisers, so as you know, that would help pay for the servers and all the cost of keeping the media up. So, all right, thanks for listening today, guys. Jack, super awesome today. Have a great day out there, wherever you are, hiding out in middle America. And we'll talk to you soon.
I'm in the witness protection program, and I never even ratted. I don't understand this.
Take care, my friend.
All right, Johnny.
If you enjoyed this presentation, hit the like button now. Also, share it with your friends. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode.
VT approves this message.